Today is April 11th.
April the 11th.
And I am with Mr. William Dawson in his home in Chicago. William Dawson was born in 1901 in Huntsville, Alabama. And after you were newly married, you came to Chicago.
Correct.
And settled here in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived and worked here for since then.
Yes.
For 35 years, you worked for a wholesale produce distributor. Mm-hmm. And when you retired, you began a new life as an artist.
Yes, again, a new life altogether. And new ideas.
New ideas.
Yes.
And for the past almost 15 years, you have been discovered. Your work has been discovered by collectors, by dealers, by galleries.
Yes.
And your work was included in the very important exhibition in 1982 at the Corcoran Gallery in Washington?
1982.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And currently, a one-man show just closed at the Chicago Public Library.
Right.
Devoted entirely to your work. And you have had the attention of catalogs. This catalog for this show has a very nice introduction by one of your admirers and collectors, Roger Brown, an artist in his own right.
Yeah.
And you've been I've seen you on video.
Yeah, Roger Brown.
And you've had a lot of attention in your new life. But if we can, I'd like to, with you, go back as far as you can to some of your first recollections early in your life, your childhood.
Well, in my childhood, I had so many things I had running through my mind in that, and so I wasn't able to do any of those things.
What was your father's work?
He was a farmer.
In Alabama.
Alabama.
What kind of produce?
Well,
it wasn't in the
part of the country where I came from. It wasn't nothing but cotton and corn and wheat, and there wasn't no other jobs around. In fact, I was born there, but I don't know anything about Alabama.
You were there for what, 23 years?
Yeah, I was around about 19. I was 19 years when I left.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I went to school later on, but you see, the schools in the South around at that time, they didn't run but a short while. Because everybody that had kids, they worked on the farm.
Uh-huh.
So the people, the only thing that they could, if they could afford to send the kids away to school.
Mm.
But the schools was only after farming. And when started the farming, then the kids had to go back to school.
What, you mean when the farming season was over?
Yeah, well. That was, from October, November, and December, around January and February, they start back in March. In March, they start back farming in March. Well, you didn't have, the kids there didn't have very long to go to school. They didn't have too long to go to school there where it was. See, because you take the South, both the black and the white was in the same category.
Yeah.
It wasn't no schools much. The only school that they have that they could afford to send the kids away to school.
Well, the school that you attended, was it a large?